Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
30327.
I do thank you for that. Okay, may I please have the first and last name?
Stephen Griffin.
Okay. May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
It's in reference to an item that I had purchased, and when it arrived, which was today, it was not what I had purchased.
Okay. What item was it that you ordered, sir?
I ordered a flashlight. You sent me a headlamp.
And what was that first and last name one more time?
Stephen Griffin.
Okay, I'm not locating an account. Did you receive an email when you initially ordered that item?
Probably. Do you need an order number?
Yes, sir.
The order number is 678-614-358.
I do thank you for that. No, sir, I'm not locating an account with that either.
Well, who would the email have come from then?
You'd actually, when you initially ordered it, you would have received an email.
From who?
From the person from the company that you ordered that from. I'm not located in an account, so you would actually have to go and get that information from your email.
What does your company have to do with it?
We don't, sir. It seems as though you may have contacted the wrong number.
Well, it's got your... Are you Import Direct Gadgets?
We service over 300-plus companies, so if you're calling in reference to a charge, I'd actually have to locate an account, and then at that time, I would be able to tell you who's charging you and why.
Why do I have your phone number?
Where did you get the telephone number from?
Off the UPS label.
Yes, sir.
So what?
Well, 800 numbers... 800 numbers are recycled, so I don't know why you would have that. What I can suggest that you do is if you do have a charge, you can contact the telephone number that's affiliated with that charge.
Okay. All right. I think this is going to be nothing, but thank you all for your help.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.